morning. It's Sunday, June 19th, 2022. Thank you for joining us here, waking up with us. It's Sunday for Rucksack Radio, the podcast for Patriots, hosted by two veterans with one mission, 1776 Reasons. The podcast is always bold, blunt, uncensored, and full of red, white, and blue truth. Happy Phallic Oppressors Day, Phil.
To all of us with phallic oppressors.
Secretors Day or something. I mean, what do liberals call today? It's not like non-birthing person day or... But men can have babies, so it could be a... I don't know. What is it? What do liberals call it? I just expect not to see any liberals celebrate today at all, I guess, because...
they shouldn't.
It's the patriarchy, right? It's the evil patriarchy. Silly, stupid. It's just... yeah, it's insane.
I didn't even think about what they'd call it.
Yeah, I mean, there's got to be some kind of non-binary, gender oppressive.
Yeah, some type of gender neutral salutation for the day.
How do you celebrate it without like giving it, you know, Happy Other Parent Day? That's not the not woman day. I don't know, because they don't know what women are either. So how do you celebrate days like today? It's just happy one half of the DNA day. But still, which half? It day. Yeah, but then there's another it too. How do you know which it is?
Sorry, my sister just came over. Oh. So Skipper's losing his mind. So I had to let him out. Gotcha.
It's gotta be, you gotta figure it out. That's the mystery for today. That's your riddle for today. What do you call today if you're part of the woke crowd? I guess. Hung Low Day? Yeah. One with Testicles Day, I guess, because it doesn't matter.
I don't think Hung Low Day works for the guys who don't hang below their boys.
Yeah. And liberal men don't, doesn't work because liberal men don't have testicles and their women do. So it's still that doesn't work either.
So it ends up being Happy Mother's Day still.
Yeah. A Happy Yogurt Slinger Day.
Happy Cream Pie Day.
There you go. Nice. It's already off the rails.
Where are we at? 3 minutes in.
Yeah, that's a new record, I think.
Oh, I'll beat it.
Yeah, yeah, that's how you end up with the cream pie. What's... oh, boy. So I just thought we'd do something casual and relaxed today. Kind of a get to know us day, if you haven't gotten to know us. At all. And
if you're new to the show, if you're a new listener, welcome.
Or maybe some obscure things. So yeah. I pulled a bunch of questions off of like a site that was for like dating questions if you're on a intense date. So yeah, Phil, some practice here. I don't plan on being any dating site forever. Probably. No. They scare me. Some of these are easy. Some of these are thinkers maybe a little bit, but I don't know. What was your favorite age growing up, Phil?
My favorite age growing up?
Yeah.
You mean like years or one specific year?
Yeah, probably age range.
Right now, this year, if I'm being perfectly honest, it's this year. Wow. This year has had its ups and downs, but the way it's trending, things are really, really looking up, and I am and just enjoying the ride, and I'm aware for the first time actually in my life and in control of everything that's going on. So
good for you.
Yeah, I would say this year.
Deep. Wow. Good job, Phil.
Didn't expect that after the cum joke, did you?
No, it didn't. I'm just thinking this year can suck my dick. It's the last five, in fact, could just get fucked. But
no, there's some really extreme changes going on in my life, and they're all positive. Like it's just great and
good, man. Well, that's karma coming back around. You've been through a lot of shit, so that's karma works in both ways. Really, it could be good stuff too. So good to hear. And
I think the thing that separates it from the rest of my life, because I think my childhood aside, I've lived a pretty blessed life. I really do think I have. But what separates this year from the rest of my life is my awareness of what's going on, and I think that's why I appreciate it as much as I do.
That's good, man. So it's a good place to be. Good for you. I don't know. I'd have to, you know, I want to say later years because of there's more wisdom in it. I had a lot more fun in different ways in my younger years. But I mean, if it's favorite age growing up, you know, I my late teen years weren't so bad. I mean, they could be awkward, but I think I was getting excited to go into the Marines. I was, you know, there were fun family vacations. Man, it's tough. The 20s were fun, but wild. But I mean, ultimately, I'd probably say in my late 30s, early 40s, because at that time I had, it was in a pretty fantastic career that unfortunately just, that position was eliminated after the economy got a little rougher, but it was, it was a great time. I got to travel a lot for work. I did, had a lot of things going for me. It was a job, compensated very well. It was a good time. So probably then, I'm looking forward to, I'm looking forward to a Phil story here soon. maybe next year, maybe later this year. I don't know, but, that's a good one, Phil. Good for you. What's your favorite ice cream topping?
I don't like ice cream.
Don't like ice cream.
No. If you're talking about for other uses, we can go with whipped cream and
nice
caramel. Oh,
nice
chocolate syrup.
I don't know.
Nuts. No, not nuts. Hey, Jennifer.
I'd love Brian. I'd love to know what those businesses in Dallas are. you know, for me, it's caramel. I think. Well, no, actually, you know what? Butterscotch. I take that back. Butterscotch is it's probably my favorite. I've always loved butterscotch. So,
I think if I were to eat ice cream, it would be with caramel on it. So if I had to pick one, I'd say caramel.
It's not. Yeah, I don't have anything against like fudge or I'm not a sprinkles guy or a nuts guy. Whipped cream for sure. Not really like a berries on your ice cream kind of guy.
In New England, sprinkles are called jimmies. For whatever reason, I have no idea. And that's been an argument even amongst New Englanders. No, the colored ones are called jimmies. The chocolate ones are called sprinkles. Fuck that. I grew up. They're all called jimmies.
They were jimmies when I was growing up here. But then they became sprinkles over time. Maybe because that was Jimmy's is a boy's name, and that's oppressive patriarchy name, so we can't have that.
The sprinkle crowd went woke.
That's like a water fountain is a water fountain everywhere in the country except Wisconsin. It's a bubbler, you know, or drinking fountain, whatever. It's a drinking fountain, water fountain, but it's a bubbler in Wisconsin.
Yeah,
weird thing.
I think that originated from Kohler. I think I heard that once when I was living there.
Yeah, might, but yeah, I don't know, but yeah, it's a bubbler here. Where's the bubbler?
It's also called a time machine in Wisconsin. An ATM is called a time machine, but that's the name of the company that owns the machine.
Yeah,
it's just easier. So one of the first, I went to the movie theater here one time. I came back on a family trip. We go to the movie theater. It's cash only. Yeah. So we're like, okay, well, we're used to paying for everything with our card. And the ex goes, is there a time machine around here? And the kid's like, what? So I had to translate really quick.
I remember that. Yeah, there was like a big red lettering, T-Y-M-E, on the back of what we know as ATMs now. But yeah, yeah. I used to be everywhere. It was a time machine. Where the fuck are you going, time machine? Yeah, leave. We got to pay.
That was one of two times that I had to translate for the X really fast. The first time we went to New York, we stayed in Poughkeepsie and took the train to Grand Central. And we got there at rush hour. And, you know, NYPD's like, they're like decked out in fucking riot gear walking around. This was, it was some kind of bombing fairly recently before that. So, you know, that's the way they were walking around Grand Central. And she's like, where's the American Girl store? And I go, ah, man, I forgot what exit we're going to take. I go, there's a cop. Go ask him. So she walks up to this New York police officer in full riot gear and goes, excuse me, sir, can you tell us where the American Girl store is? He fucking dead eyes her and goes, do I look like an American Girl store shopper to you? I fucking laugh at my balls off. I walk up and I'm like, it's on 47th Street. I forgot which exit to take to get on 47th Street.
That's so funny.
She wouldn't have traded that one for the world. She loved that one. Nice.
What was the last TV show that you binge watched?
Okay. Did you see the movie So I Married an Axe Murderer? Way back in the 90s with Mike Myers?
No.
It was a comedy. Mike Myers played like three different roles.
Yeah, I remember hearing it. I know the name, but I never saw it. No.
Okay. So his dad is like dives into this like conspiracy thing. He's like, the world is controlled by five people called the Pendavarte or whatever the fuck it was. Well, Mike Myers put out a show about the Pendavarte on Netflix. It's fucking hilarious. I just got done watching it before the show. It is so funny. I lost count of how many roles Mike Myers plays in it. And it's old school Mike Myers. It's not like there's a scene in there. He's walking around completely naked.
So that's like a TV show that you binge watched?
It was a Netflix show. It was a Netflix show. Interesting. Yeah. I watched it over the course of the last week. It's only six episodes.
Nice. That was probably for me. I was watching the ID channel all day yesterday, some kind of murder show, like Evil Neighbors or something like that. Crazy. I get into that true crime stuff. So I had that on most of the day yesterday when I was either in the background or sitting down watching it. So, and that's probably what it would be. Even like when my daughter's home, she's got Criminal Minds in or NCIS or something, and we're watching those kind of shows. So that's what goes on. Do you have a favorite holiday?
I do.
What is your favorite holiday?
Okay, so it's more
your top three.
Okay, top three: Halloween, Christmas, Thanksgiving. Not necessarily in that order.
I would
say, although I did just see a video recently that Father's Day. Guess what rank Father's Day is in for holidays?
No idea.
70th. Wow. Mother's Day is like number 4 or some shit like that. Father's Day is number 70th as far as holidays go.
Well, Mother's Day, mother gets pampered and worshipped. And Father's Day, it's like, hey, when are you going to put shit on the grill? When are you going to cook, Dad? I'm hungry.
You're going to go golfing? You're not going to spend time with your family? That's these fuckers every day.
I got two of the same. Halloween and Thanksgiving are on mine too, but the third would be 4th of July probably.
That's a good call. Always, I could easily see 4th of July.
That's always been one in there. So,
and that'll probably squeak its way past Christmas with you know, empty house. You know, you don't have the kids anymore, but yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are mine. If you could only eat one food for the rest of your life, what would it be, Phil? Cream pie is not an acceptable answer for this one.
Good, because I've never eaten a cream pie. That's called shrimping.
Why do I enable you?
That's just gross. Only real miscreants do that.
All right, what food the rest of your life, Phil?
That's a toss-up, man. I gotta go. I love a fucking cheeseburger. I do love a good cheeseburger.
Be tacos for me. I could do tacos every day easily. I love tacos. So
tacos are good.
That's a tough one though, because I think I could eat a ribeye every day too.
Yeah, I think I would actually get tired of a ribeye, but with a burger, you can go toppings, no toppings, cheese, yeah. No cheese, bun, no bun. I mean, when I was fighting, I had this I was following this paleo diet. Mm-hmm. And they have what's called a protein burger. No bun. It's fried eggs for buns, and bacon on top of it is fucking delicious. Yeah. Oh my God, is that so good.
Well, I'm a carnivore. I mean, you got the burger there, but yeah, it tacos for sure. No, hey, that one, that works both ways, Brian.
Oh, that taco. Yes, I could eat that several times a day, every day.
What's your favorite what's your favorite sleeping position? Behind is not a position to sleep in.
I sleep on big my spoon. Left side. I sleep on my left side. I got an extra pillow for me to throw my leg up on, because you don't want to crush the bones. Yep.
I do the same thing.
Left side.
Yeah, it's either side for me. I can't fall asleep on my back, and I can't really. No, it's younger. I sleep on my stomach a lot, but I can't. I'm definitely. I'm not an inner spoon. That's for sure.
That depends, Brian. Sometimes a fella just wants to be held.
I just want to cuddle.
Sometimes I want to cuddle. Sometimes I want to be cuddled.
Come here and fuck the cuddle out of me. Wait.
Cuddle the fuck out of me.
I like it the other way around.
I do too.
Beach or camping?
Beach. 100 times out of 100, a beach.
See, I'm camping. 99 out of 100. Let's call it. I do beach. Okay, the beaches, I've got nothing against the beach, but definitely camping for me.
Given those two, I would say beach. Yeah.
Well, what's the outlier?
Tents. If it was camping in like a camper, it'd be a different story.
Well, it could be any kind of camping you want. It could be a camper or a
cabin.
A small like cabin or something like that.
All right, now we're talking. Okay, so now that makes it more difficult. I was thinking beach house, But still, the clothing at the beach is much smaller. So I'm still going beach. I had a flashback last night from MCT. I don't know if we told the MCT story, but you know how first 2 weeks you're in Tent City?
Yep.
Well, it rained the entire month of January in 1993 in North Carolina. And you know how they taught us to dig trenches around your tents, right?
Yeah.
To drain the water, right?
Yeah.
Dude, I had a fucking 6-inch trench dug around my tent and I was still sleeping in water. It's just fucking miserable, right? So my dad likes going to the races. So, and there was a big race yesterday. He's like, oh, come to the races. And I really want to work in this new job, but it's Father's Day. It's my first Father's Day back. So, okay, whatever. I go to the race. They didn't even start it. Because it was raining. It was like 48 degrees and raining. And I had a flashback from MCT. And I'm like, fuck this, I'm out. I spent enough time being cold and wet.
Dude, it's so funny you say that, because I went through MCT, which is Marine Combat Training, for those that are listening. I went through that a year before you, January 92. Only I was in California for mine, in the mountains out there at San Onofre. And it fucking rained same way. Same way, dude. Same story. And it rained for like half the time that we were up there. Same way, dug a trench. And you didn't have a normal tent. Like every guy carried a half shelter, it's called. Every guy carries like 3 tent poles and a half a canvas. And you pair up, and another guy's got the other 3. Since everybody carries the same thing, then you pair up with another guy. He's got the other 3 tent poles and the other half a canvas. So you know, you get it together, you put your poncho liners down, you know, your poncho, whatever, down on the ground to sleep on. But yeah, we did the same thing, dug trenches around, it poured and it just flooded. Everything was soaked. Gear was soaked. We're soaked in our clothes sleeping. And it's the mountains of California in January. So it wasn't warm. it was the same way in the 40s. It was awful. It was absolutely awful.
Profanity, exercise, regiment, and rank structure. Are there really any
appreciable differences between, you know, I don't know, I've not been to Army Basic, but I can, I mean, it's Marine Corps boot camp. Well, yeah, I'd say there are. Marine Corps, well, number one, Marine Corps boot camp is 4 weeks longer, right? In Marine Corps boot camp, you have to qualify with proficiency with the rifle, or you don't become a Marine. They require you to have marksmanship skills that are measured.
The Marine Corps has a higher dropout rate. Like the Army has like an 80% graduation rate, I think it is. The Marine Corps has like a 60% graduation rate.
Something like that. So, I mean, I haven't been Army Basic, so I can't, I don't, you know, I can only look at it and measure it, but I would say, yeah, I think, and I don't know how the Army was, but at least when I went in, you were still getting, you still got thrown around.
What? So, no. That wasn't supposed to happen. No. It's a statute of limitations up on this. Right.
So, but yeah, in the field for MCT, that's funny. We had the same experience on different sides of the country, just a year apart. But yeah, it was awful.
That was miserable. And then the second 2 weeks in the Quonset huts, I think it's kind of stopped raining, but then it got cold. It got to be like in the upper 30s, low 40s overnight. And those Quonset huts were like refrigerators.
Yep. Same thing. I got pictures.
You actually had to go outside to warm up.
Yeah. Hazing was still very much a thing then. Yeah. Great. Do you have any pet peeves? Of course.
Yes.
You got pet peeves.
I cringe when I'm online and I see grammatical errors. I'm the grammar Nazi. I really am. I can't fucking stand it. Especially if somebody's trying to be in an argument. It's like, okay, I can't respect somebody that can't even fucking spell check.
Yeah.
That being said,
I love that. I've had it happen before where, especially with like liberals, like they want to insult your intelligence and they've got a comeback that's full of fucking spelling errors and other things. It's like, are you really trying to insult my intelligence and you don't know what punctuation is? You know, just
even,
some run-on sense of misspelled words.
So mine are mostly, I guess I'm kind of a grammar snob. Because my other one is people that try to speak intelligently but don't use the words properly.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, you know what that word is and you know how to pronounce it, but you really don't know where to put it.
Yeah. That's what she said.
She did say that.
What am I you know, for me, it's, I mean, yeah, I'm the same way with that kind of stuff. I ignorance is a pet peeve of mine, but I think on a more superficial level, smoking, I just can't be around it. It's so hard for me. It's like, damn, no. And general self-awareness, people who lack self-awareness, you know, the people that want to strike up a conversation in the line in front of you while they're checking out, you know, or not, we've talked about this, not exercising efficiency with the belt, doing it. So that's a big one for sure.
We had a guy trying to make conversation with us yesterday in the concession stand line. Oh, these prices, blah, blah, blah. They're terrible. I'm like, yeah, we used to get them for free. So now we have to pay. Imagine how that works for us. He's like, you used to get concessions for free. I'm like, yeah, my uncle used to own this place. What? Nice. And he wants to talk about sports. I'm like, you're at a racetrack, dude.
So talking isn't bad, but it's the people that, like, you know, they pull out pictures of their kids and all this shit. Like, oh, it's just like, do you see, there's like 15 of us behind you trying to check out here.
Yeah, get your shit and leave. Self-awareness. It's just rude. That's rude behavior. I don't have a lot of patience for that.
Yeah, or people would have loud cell phone conversations in public.
I've seen it.
Oh, fucking hate that.
I've seen a lot of those videos lately where these people are doing this shit on purpose. They'll get on the escalator and a chick will be like, yeah, he said he wants to pee on me. Just to get other people's reactions.
I had one once where this guy was in a public restroom at like urinals. It was at like a Brewer game. And the guy's like on a urinal and he's standing there taking a whiz on a urinal on the phone with a chick. And he's having this whole conversation. I'm kind of like, you don't look, you know, but I just kind of turned my head a second, just like side eyes. I'm like, are you telling her how tiny your dick is? You know, just.
I will not talk on the telephone while I'm in the bathroom.
It's I don't gross, care right?
who I it mean... is or what the conversation's about. If I got to go, I'm like, hey, I got to go to the bathroom. Let me call you back. What, you can't talk in the bathroom? You can't talk while you're going to the bathroom? No. I am not talking to somebody with my pants down.
Yeah, but it's bacteria. Come on. What song always gets you out on the dance floor?
I don't really dance.
No, there's one. There is a song that gets Phil out there.
Okay, so the last time that I did get out on the dance floor, I got to be honest, was the Humpty Dance at a wedding.
Okay, there you go. Humpty Hump. Doing the Humpty Hump. That's all right.
Yeah, it was doing the Humpty Hump.
The Bee Gees is a good one, Jenny. Yeah, it doesn't take much for me, but the one that I do where I dance like nobody's watching is probably It's Not Unusual, Tom Jones. I could do the Carlton. I'm telling you.
That's fantastic.
I could do the Carlton pretty well. There's video of it somewhere. But so that one will that one I could do. It's Brian. It's a great dance. It's one of the best out there.
My first roommate in Okinawa in the barracks looked exactly like him. It was hilarious. I called him Carlton. He got pissed off.
Nice.
You look like Carlton Banks.
Well, most white guys just look like Chandler, right? Yeah, no, I had rhythm. I actually had rhythm. It was when I was, I think I told the story before, but we go off base. Especially in North Carolina, there were like two things. You either went to the club or you went to a country bar. That's all there was. So most of the white dudes, right, they go hang out at the country bar, the honky tonk, right, and do whatever. I was always hanging out with the dark greens at the club, dancing.
Oh, yeah. I went to the club a lot in Okinawa and danced. I did dance a lot in Okinawa, too.
Yeah. Took me under my wing. They helped. They taught me things. I'm going to get my move on. And it worked out later in life because...
Taught old Tommy the art of the slow stroke.
Yeah. <It's...
laughs> There's something you white guys don't know about. Gotta put it in real slow, like.
What activity instantly calms you? That's probably the answer.
It's not what you think.
No.
It's not what you think. Choking somebody out.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go.
Jiu-jitsu calms me. Like that puts me in a zen state. It really does. It feels like all the neurons in my brain are firing up at once when I go to jiu-jitsu.
Hiking for me does that. It's weird because it's physically demanding, but it's so calming at the same time. So, very good. Brian has a merit badge in the horizontal skin inspection. That's right. I'm an Eagle Scout. Are you a fan of musicals?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, I am, actually.
What's your favorite?
I grew up really enjoying Cats, but you know, being in this area of the country, New York's not that far away. So I mean, it's I do like musicals.
Very cool. I like them as well. I've seen a few. My favorite is Fiddler on the Roof, for sure.
That's a great one.
I saw the off-Broadway performance of that in Chicago. It was Chaim Topol's, after like 30 years, it was his last, his final performance of playing Tevye in that. It was absolutely amazing. Just an incredible show. So, yeah, I'd say that. I mean, I've seen... what's the Christmas one? The Ghost of Past, Present, Future. Christmas Carol. Yeah. Saw that one off Broadway in Chicago as well. So I saw Fame, the musical. Yeah, I've seen a few of them. I absolutely love them. I would do the same thing. But for me, Fiddler on the Roof is the absolute best. I could.
The last show that I saw in New York was not, I don't know if it's considered a musical or not, but I went to see the Rockettes. That was a fantastic show. I mean, played music and dance, but there was no like acting, you know.
That's cool. The other thing that kind of falls in that type of culture really is the symphony. I've been a few times the Milwaukee Symphony, and the last time was a few years ago. I took Cadence, and we went and saw Patriotic Pops, which was around in July a few years ago, and it was all. Like John Philip Sousa. It was a lot of, like military themes. It was all around independence and patriotism. I get that NSA fucking flies back again.
Do you have a favorite piece?
Well, the Marine Corps hymn is going to be my favorite one, but,
classical orchestral music. Do you have a favorite?
Well, I mean, just classical music in general. I love Adagio and strings. I love the strings. So, Vivaldi's Four Seasons is one of my favorite that way. I'm much more into the strings than piano, really, I'd say.
Okay.
Yeah. Wow, we went from cream pie to strings.
if you didn't say a thing about piano, I was going to suggest Tchaikovsky's Piano Concerto.
Tchaikovsky's got some good stuff too. I like Swan Lake's good. I'm into all of that kind of stuff.
Piano Concerto is really, really good. And Beethoven's Violin Concerto is really good too.
That's another one of those calming things. I think. Listen to that. It calms me down too. What phone app do you use most? I have no idea.
The interweb.
Yeah, it's probably the internet app, but I'm just looking now to see if I can, like, what's on my first screen because those are the go tos. I don't use the Parler app. I just use the web app for Parler. So it's probably going to be. Yeah, it's probably like Twitter or Telegram, one of the two. Those are probably the ones that I go to most.
Games or apps?
Apps. So okay, a game is an app too.
All right. Well, then I've been playing this game for probably about 5 years on my phone. I like it a lot. It's a lot of fun.
What game is that?
It's a puzzle game. It's called Empires and Puzzles.
Okay.
Where you get these heroes, you have to build them up, and then you can fight other people. It's really cool. But it's like a... Match. It's like a match three game, so you have to win by doing
cool. What's your favorite board game?
Backgammon.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah. Take some skill to win.
That. Yeah. Trivial Pursuit was always mine. Scrabble's a close second, Sarah.
I did like Trivial Pursuit a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brian, I don't own any gaming platforms. I'm back in the day. I mean, the last one I probably owned was a PS2.
I had a PS4. I gave it to my daughter when she went to college. I don't have one now.
I guess I was somewhat into video games a little bit, but less the below average interest in video games compared to a lot of guys. And I can't remember the last one that I played.
I was into them pretty big in my early and mid 20s.
Yeah.
It gave me something to do. The ex was into scrapbooking. Okay. So it just gave me something to do while she was doing that.
Atari 2600 was the first one. Yeah, I had that one too.
That's what got you hooked.
Yeah. Let's see. How old were you when you started working?
8.
Yeah.
I was 8 years old. Yeah. Started working on the farm.
Yeah.
I think it might have been earlier than that, but I remember at 8 years old working on the farm, this farmer that my dad worked for had like 7 hay fields, and he would bale the hay. It wasn't those big rolls like they have out in Wisconsin. It was an argument that I got into with a guy when I first moved out there to Wisconsin, a guy that I worked with. I'm like, yeah, throwing those fucking hay bales sucks. And he's like, you don't throw hay bales, because he's thinking about the big rolls.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you talking about? I did that at 8 years old.
Superhuman strength.
There was a really old farmer that worked with us, and I'm like, tell him, Rody. And Rody's like, yeah, you fucking bale hay. Where the fuck do you think you get it from? When you go to the pumpkin farms, those are bales of hay.
Yeah. It was 14 for me, probably. Yeah. Cool. Worst job you've ever had? I think we talked about this one once before, all along.
Yeah, including the current job.
Yeah.
I'd rather not say.
Yeah. Well, my most recent one is gonna be mine, because it was just awful, and I'm not afraid to bash it at this point in time, because they terminated me while on FMLA, so they could fucking suck a big dick, because it put me in a gigantic jam here. But yeah, it was just poor leadership and poor resources.
Gotta watch out for the pinchers there, Brian.
Yeah, just absolutely terrible. Which family member makes the best food?
It was my grandmother before she passed. Yeah. But I will say this, and this is something she passed down to my father, and luckily, I think it kind of died there. Oh my God, the butter these people use. Jesus Christ, do they use butter?
My dad.
It's like, you understand what that does to your heart, right?
My dad is the same way. You make fucking chili butter. And he'll put like, it's like a pound of butter in the chili. And I'm like, we don't need that in the chili. Chili goes through you fine without all of the butter. Don't worry about it. But a little bit of butter is fine. My mom, I'd probably say, just like, she cooked everything growing up. But I like my own cooking. I'm just going to be honest.
Yeah.
Especially, I said chili. My chili is... I haven't made it in a while, and it's not the chili season now, but I get the whole tenderloin filet,
mm-hmm.
and I chop that up into really, really small pieces, and I use filet meat in my chili instead of beef or anything, but mm-hmm. I chop it up into really small pieces, and then I marinate it in a Merlot,
mm-hmm.
and then that goes into my chili, and I put all kinds of vegetables into it. And there's probably 20 ingredients in my chili.
I never learned how to make chili. My ribs, oh, my though. Goodness. My ribs. I made ribs for my dad last summer after I moved here. He said they're the best ribs he's ever had in his life. It takes 6 hours to make my ribs. It's a process.
Yeah.
But they're fucking delicious. No, Brian, I don't take... the only supplement I was taking for a long time was vitamin D. And this was after I heard Dr. Rhonda Patrick on another podcast talking about that could be something as simple as that, stave off COVID. But I've run out of vitamin D. Actually, I got to go get some more.
Nice. So, Phil, do you believe in love at first sight?
No.
Okay.
was... Lust at first sight, yes. Love, how can you love somebody you don't fucking know?
No.
You can't.
Yeah, no sleep.
It takes time to love somebody. You don't just, oh, I love you. Well, I got bodies in the basement. Oh, Well, I love you anyways. You know? No, you just want to fuck.
That I'll say is like the one upside that I thought about, like online dating a while, you know, on the dating websites a while back, was that you get to actually know a person, you know, before you actually. But then the drawback is then you meet and there's no physical chemistry, you know,
it's, right.
Which is to the opposite side of it. But Brian, I don't know the criteria for falling in love. I mean, you just have to, you know, one of the next questions I had in here was the relationship deal breakers. And for me, I mean, a woman's got to be intelligent. She's got to be articulate. It starts there for me. That's like the biggest attraction for me. And if somebody's, because I've dated some stupid women, and
I married some.
Yeah, I did too.
And they're dumb enough to marry me. They got to be fucking dumb.
Some of them could be an awful lot of fun, but they couldn't hold a conversation.
Yeah,
that's just no. So the physical chemistry is very important, but there's got to be brains. So I mean, there's got to be depth. That's got to be first. I mean, certainly there's got to be a sense of humor is important with me, and shared values. I think because I married a liberal. That just did not fucking work. My last longer relationship, which was, you know, several years ago, she was a liberal as well. And it was a lot of fun. It was a good time for a few years, but there was just no, at the end of the day, our outlook on life was very different. So yeah, there's gotta be shared values. And I think that's more important now than it's ever been. I mean, there's not much dating anymore across the political aisle, which was never really a thing, you know, 5-10 years ago, maybe. But I don't.
After. I don't know. Always after. You don't want to ruin your chances, Brian. Yeah, he fucks good, but he's a conservative.
Of course. The liberal guy doesn't do that thing you like. That's because the liberal man wants to use your dildo instead of using it on you.
He wants you to put your dildo on. They call that pegging, boys and girls.
Phil's got us. He's giving us the lingo today.
I said when I left New Hampshire that I was looking for basically me with lady parts. If you're not me or even close to me, my personality, my intelligence, my sense of humor, most of all my sense of humor, forget about it. I'm gonna waste my fucking time.
Yeah, we gotta call you a Felina. We gotta find you a Felina, Jenny says. Phyllis, there you go, Brian. We gotta find Phyllis.
That's too close to syphilis, so we'll stay away from Phyllis.
And Phyllis, I don't think anybody's been named Phyllis since the 60s. So we gotta find Phil, like a woman in her 60s.
What do they call that? I forget what it's called. There's some kind of name for it.
That's a gilf.
No. Cougars are your age, Jennifer. I think the older ones are called pumas or some shit like that.
Oh man, that's so funny. What's the scariest thing you've ever done and why did you do it?
Stepped on the yellow footprints. It was the last time I was scared.
That's a good point. That's a good one. I was gonna say, yeah, I didn't think about that. That would definitely be up there. I bungee jumped. I hate heights, but I mean, I jumped out of planes. I've had to confront my fears. So I bungee jumped. This was, 20 years ago. 25 years ago, probably. But I bungee jumped and I did it the old school way from the ankles. Mm-hmm. And the guys are like, you know, just, he's like, it's better if you're afraid of heights and stuff. He's like, it's better if you just fall off backwards, kind of close your eyes. I'm like, fuck this. If I'm doing this, I'm doing it all in. I like dove off head first. Like, I'm just I'm going to do this all the way. Oh, my God. I mean, it was thrilling, but I'm not going to say my heart wasn't pounding on when I leapt off that platform.
I haven't been afraid of anything since December 18th, 1992. Now, I've been nervous about things. My first fight, I was nervous about that. Every fight that I had afterwards, I was nervous about those. But I knew that after I graduated Marine Corps boot camp, I could handle any fucking thing life throws at me.
What is your biggest irrational fear? I mean, this goes in a line, but there's got to be something. Everybody's got something.
Feet. I'm not afraid of feet. I just don't like them.
I remember this. Frogs. Snakes and frogs for Sarah. It's crowds for me. I get really claustrophobic in crowds. I need to stay to the fringe.
You do. You have to have room. I've noticed that a few times that we hung out. You were always on the. And I'm not necessarily afraid of crowds. I just, there's things that I don't like. I stay away from. You know, I'm not a big fan of snakes and spiders and shit like that. But I stay away from them. Yeah. I like to say Mother Nature and I have an agreement. She won't sick her animals on me, and I won't kill them senselessly.
Hairy moths. Yeah, those are kind of unsettling.
Is moth a euphemism, Jenny? If it is, I hate hairy moths too. Like a nice smooth moth.
Do you? Okay, I'm going to agree with you there. a moth with a little runway, I guess, is okay. But no 70s moths.
We don't want your moth to look like a tarantula.
Like you got alfalfa on a headlock. Down there. Do you believe in life on other planets?
Yes.
Yeah, I do too.
Yeah, there's too many to not be the case.
Yeah. The universe is made of the same elemental matter. So it's inevitable there's life that exists somewhere.
Yeah, we just happen to be carbon-based. And I think the scientists are looking for carbon-based life, which is not necessarily true.
Yeah, no,
it could be other-based lives.
Yeah, so it exists, and maybe there's a civilization. I firmly believe there's probably another civilization that looks very human-like, just like us. It may have already existed. It may yet to exist because light years were so far away. But I believe that you're right. By the time we get any signal, we'll be gone, or the signal we will get will be from a civilization that's been gone for 3,000 years. You know, I mean, we'll get, absolutely.
I watched a video on YouTube. A scientist was logically explaining that there has to be, by statistics, at least 7 civilizations in our galaxy alone that are older than us.
Yeah, I would believe it. Well, I mean, there's 200. I mean, every star, just about every star has a planetary system. Some might only have one. Some might have 20. Planets around them. So every star has a planetary system. There are 200 billion plus stars in a galaxy, and there are 200 billion plus galaxies out there. So just do the math. I mean, it's the number of planets is in the trillions, the hundreds of trillions out there. So
if left unchecked, how much time does humanity have left? I think more than what the masses believe, to be honest with you. If America did the whole Ron Paul thing and isolated ourselves from the world, we would be perfectly fine for hundreds of years.
Yeah.
I believe.
That's a good question, Brian, because there's so many variables that factor into it. But left unchecked the way we're going, I'd say we have less than 200 years. It's probably even less than that, but it's not 10 years. But I mean, our country doesn't have that long. The United States isn't going to make it that long.
Might have 6 months left.
Yeah. We don't. I don't think we have. I don't think the country has more than 10 years left. Honestly, I'd be surprised if it did.
Yeah, they're eating themselves in D.C.
Yeah, it's going to. It's and that because they're eating themselves, right? I mean, the people that are elected are a product of the people. So they're a product of their own group. So it's not like, I think a lot of people think like politicians are just separate from everybody. They think they're separate, but they come from the same bloodstream, right? They come from the same pipeline. So it's just, you get these, I mean, and people on the left are becoming even more abrasive and detached, and people on the right are becoming more paranoid and dynamic or dogmatic rather in certain ways. And it's only going to get worse. The people getting in the office are just, everything's in opposition. There's not many positive ideas for the betterment of the whole of society. It's all an absolute this or an absolute this. I mean, we're torn between two absolutes. And I don't know how we break that. Because even though there's so many of us that I think are really logically in the middle somewhere, ultimately when we vote, we're forced to an absolute end. Because it becomes what's the lesser of two evils. And we all think that we know what that is based upon what our political leanings are.
There you go.
So
I think you're freezing up, Tom.
Oh, great. Can you see me? Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Can you hear? Okay.
Yeah, your last point there was it would freeze up and then catch up and then freeze up again.
All right. If you could live anywhere in the world, where would it be?
Either here or South Carolina.
I like it here.
Yeah. Like I just saw on realtor.com like 162 acres for $400,000. 162 acres.
Yeah. Just you land. Can get a lot of land and decent property up in like Idaho, Wyoming, Utah, and that area too. So I just, you know, I don't care. I just want to be away from the city. And I mean, preferably if I had my choice, it would be somewhere in the mountains away from people and just
gotta come out here.
Yeah.
Cause that's where that land was, in the mountains.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Do you believe in ghosts?
That's a tough one. I don't know.
I don't.
Because we don't know. We don't know what happens afterwards.
We don't know. You're right. But
when I had my when I had my diverticulitis, I had my surgery for that.
Mm-hmm.
When I was out of the recovery room, back in my room, I would stop breathing. And even though they had the oxygen forcing into my face, I would stop breathing. And the nurses would yell at me to breathe. And they didn't give a fuck. And when my ex would yell at me to breathe, that's when I would breathe. And that happened probably 3 or 4 times. But I had stopped breathing long enough where I kind of felt myself falling into like a blackness.
Interesting.
And I felt peace. I felt peace. That was probably the first time in my entire life I felt peace. And then whenever that fucking bitch would yell at me to breathe, and I'd breathe, and then all the pain came back. All the pain came back, man. They took out 18 inches of my colon. I had 27 staples in my stomach. It was fucking painful.
Brian says, of course, Pelosi roams the halls of Congress. Yeah, she's not a ghost. She's a witch. She's a demon. Yeah, I don't so much. I don't know. I just, yeah. If you could live in a movie, which one would it be?
Mm.
I feel like I've already lived Full Metal Jacket. At least
one. Yeah, probably. Not that one. That's a tough one.
I don't know. I don't have I'm not big movie guy, so I can't even think of one off the top of my head that would be.
I got it. Okay, Beer Fest.
Okay.
Beer Fest. I would live in Beer Fest.
Nice.
Just train all year for Beer Olympics in Germany.
Oh, there you go. Can I just pick a porno?
Well, nobody would watch you through it.
Do you sing in the shower?
No.
Funny story. So I was once, and I don't remember what I was singing, but I was singing away, and I turned the water off. You know, I get out of the shower, and Cadence is outside the bathroom door. She's yelling. She's like, "Dad, are you okay?" I'm like, "Yeah. Why?" She's like, "Cause it sounded like you were groaning in there, like you were in pain." I'm like, "I was singing." She's like, "Can you please not do that again? I was worried about you."
He was singing Seven Dust.
All right. I won't sing no more.
I do listen to music in the shower, but I don't sing. I don't sing a lot of music.
Nice. What's the most unusual place you've fallen asleep?
We're Marines. We can fall asleep literally anywhere. I don't know. In my truck. I was driving my truck. In Illinois. Down the highway. And this ties into your previous question. My truck stalled. And when the truck stalled, it woke me up. And I pulled the truck to the side of the road and I popped the hood. No idea what the fuck I'm looking for. It's February in Western Illinois. So if you can imagine how windy and cold it is. We're walking around the truck, can't find anything wrong. Get back in, try to start it up. Nothing. Get out, walk around the truck, try to find something wrong. Couldn't find nothing. Go to try to start it up again. She fired up. I'm like, what the fuck is going on here? I started driving down the road, and I felt my grandmother's presence in the passenger seat. And I hadn't even thought about my grandmother in years.
That's wild. Yeah, could have been, man. There you go.
I was chin on my chest asleep while I was driving down the road.
That's crazy.
In a semi with two trailers.
Jesus. I had I'd fall asleep standing up in a foxhole is nothing new, but I think I've fallen asleep on the bus before, and that's kind of dangerous, but yeah, depending on where you sit, you might be safe. But I'm one where like I'm always still on guard. So if somebody got within a few feet of me, I would have woken up, you know, but.
I fell asleep. Remember the year Armageddon came out? Tom, your volume's gone again. No, we can't hear you. Nope. He almost made it a whole show. The year Armageddon came out, I was between exes at that time and really wanted to see it, but I was working 5:30 in the morning until 1 o'clock in the morning. I was bound and determined I was going to make it. I wasn't going to crawl back here to New Hampshire with my tail between my legs. So I had a shit ton of jobs and I really wanted to see Armageddon. I went to see that movie 5 fucking times that summer, fell asleep every time.
Making a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Do you put the peanut butter or the jelly on first?
Peanut butter.
Yep. Same here. Because you could just kind of wipe the knife on around the lip of the peanut butter jar and clean it off good. And then you don't get anything. Although the jelly's harder to clean off. And then you get, Wow.
We can gauge how much jelly you want to put on based on how much peanut butter you put on, right? So if you grab a knife full and it's more than what you want, well, I guess I'm going with some extra jelly because I don't want this one to be dry. Yeah.
Hey, Sarah, of course, the other That's way, too. Logic. You don't want jelly in the peanut butter jar either. It goes both ways. Like, you got your chocolate in my peanut butter. You got your peanut butter in my chocolate. Like that gay-ass commercial for Reese's in the 80s. Well, the guy's walking down the street with just some peanut butter. Who walks down the street with peanut butter? You know, the other...
Somebody who's looking for dogs.
Yes. Last one. We're at our hour anyway. Here.
Fluff. You ever had peanut butter and fluff?
No.
That's a New England staple. It is fucking delicious. Try it one time.
The fuck is fluff?
Fluff. It's in Wisconsin. You can get it in Wisconsin, but you got to really
what is it?
I think it's on the baking aisle. It's like marshmallow fluff. It's like a marshmallow spread.
No.
You put that on a sandwich with peanut butter instead of jelly. Oh,
see, my sandwich that I love is peanut butter, bacon, and banana on toasted bread. So you toast the bread, you put peanut butter on it, you cut up banana slices, and you put bacon on it too. Peanut butter, bacon, banana. I'm telling you, on toast. Make that sandwich. It's freaking delicious, dude. You make that.
Is that a hangover sandwich? It sounds like a hangover sandwich.
It could be.
That's a stoner sandwich.
It's probably
good. Is that what it's called, Jenny?
it's a great sandwich, man. I'm telling you. I think it's called the Elvis at, there's a bar in Milwaukee that makes them. I can't remember the name of it now, but yeah, it's good, man. It's good. I'm telling you, you say no, but try it. Try it.
Brian is adamant about not using that combination. You've tried
it. I never sandwich. Thought it would be something I would eat either. Yeah, it's fantastic.
If Brian were there, he'd spray you with a spray bottle.
It's down.
Bad Tom. Bad, bad, bad Tom.
Hey, thanks for tuning in with us today. We got one more question. But if you appreciate having you watch us live, thank you so much. If you're watching us on YouTube or Rumble, please hit the thumbs up button, subscribe. Really appreciate that. Friday show is up. We had a good time on Friday. Just the first hour is on YouTube. And for those of you that weren't on Friday, we stuck around for another hour and did some guessing musical songs. And this coming Friday, we're going to do some more of that. We'll probably stay late again. And Jenny's going to be the DJ this time on Friday. I played clips of songs just from my phone, and Phil and Jenny battled it out. Phil came out on top, squeaked through for the victory.
That's the way I like it. I can't say on Jenny because I've never been on top of Jenny, but I do like to be on top.
Yeah, it was good. So we'll do something like that again this Friday. But thank you for watching. You can go to the website again, rucksackradio.com. Check out articles. I'm going to have a new article dropping today, by the end of the day, hopefully. And, just with some stats on how miserably awful liberal led cities are running. So that'll be on there. You can also find resources for veterans on there. You can find civic links on there to get engaged. And you can also support the show there on rucksackradio.com. Really appreciate that. Last question here, and we'll be live again Tuesday night, the 21st at 7 p.m. Central. So hope you'll join us back then again. So what fictional character do you most relate to?
Deadpool.
Really? Okay.
Yes.
Why is that?
He's the former military. He's a fucking smart ass.
There you go.
Funny as fuck. Yeah, no, ever since the Deadpool movies came out with Ryan Reynolds, I fucking love them. They're fantastic.
Nice. For me, it's probably Clint Eastwood and Gran Torino. Seriously, though, that's just looking at everybody with that.
Nobody needs to ask why.
Yeah, nobody has to ask why, yeah. Deadpool got poop-shooted in his first movie. There you go. There you go, Phil.
He did get pegged. He did get pegged, but he got pegged by a fucking amazing-looking woman, though. You know, it's Happy International Women's Day.
I don't think I want to know anymore.
It does make a difference, Jack. You don't want to get pegged by a four.
All right. Thanks for being with us today. Hope you all have a wonderful rest of your weekend. Have a great Monday. Enjoy yourselves out there. It's going to be a beautiful day here in Wisconsin, southern Wisconsin today. It's going to be in the 80s. Sunny, no precipitation, almost no wind today, Phil. It's crazy. At Walk Gibbs this morning,
what?
Almost no wind at all. It was still. Very weird.
What does that mean? It's
the apocalypse.
A gentle 12 mile an hour breeze.
No, it's none. But it's going to get hot the next couple days. It looks like the high for in the 90s tomorrow and back up to almost 100 degrees on Tuesday for us. So it'll be miserable. So I'll be at Tuesday show up just sweaty. And
sweaty. So I'll chop that sweaty mulch.
You all have a great weekend. We love you all. Friends, there is no substitute for educated, passionate patriots who value our sacred principles of liberty. Take action, preserve them. We're honored to share your company. Like rock on. There, I did the shocker. Have a good day.
You know what the minivan is?